Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We've been expressing the fact that we've come out of a season. This is a new season. And it's not just because, you know, of weather. The weather. Just start talking to that weather. You know, the enemy tried to be slick. You know, we talked to the hurricanes, but they tried to throw us a curveball with some freezing stuff. We wasn't paying a lot of attention to it, you know. Oh, it get cold every now and then, but then he started throwing the freezes out the day and stuff started dying. We said, wait a minute. The devil is a lie. Huh? Come on. I said, the devil is a lie. He's still a lie. Hurricane, cold, hot, whatever it is, he's still a lie. See, the weather recognized Jesus' voice. It'll recognize the voice of Jesus in you. In the person of the Holy Spirit, yes, it will. He'll recognize that frequency when you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. So, from glory to glory, in this series of messages, I want to get into the reality that there's a glory that's returning. Amen. Amen. A glory that's returning. It's God's doing. It's not something that we fast and pray upon. Fast and pray, you know, as the Lord leads you, that's part of, you know, our responsibility. But it's not due to that. It's due to a kairos. You know, I love what was said about heaven kissing the earth. Amen. Where God is doing this. And this is why you and I have to get out of the way. You understand? I hope you understand what I mean by that. Get out of the way, you know. As long as you're striving and working hard and all that stuff, you're in God's way. Doesn't mean that we don't work. It doesn't mean that we don't do what we're responsible of doing. But you have to understand, I don't care how hard you work, it's God that's working. Amen. And you got to give way to that. Because the harder you work, the more control you want of things. The more you want to be able to dictate things and bring things under your control. And God says, no, you are not the general manager of this universe. Just relax your nerves. I got this, right? So, give me Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Isaiah 43, verse 18. Now, in this series, I want to ultimately, as the Lord leads, to get into the return of the glory. How David took it upon himself when he became king to bring a glory back to Israel that they once, enjoyed or once possessed during the time of Saul and before, due to sin and rebellion, it was lost. Now, you need to understand something today. God's mercy may dwell with you and be with you, and it always will. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. But that doesn't necessarily equate to his tangible glory being on your life. Sometimes God will withhold glory. And it's his mercy, because you're not prepared for it. Can I get one more amen in the middle? Seriously, and this is not an indictment. This is something we must awaken to, because it's a time, it's a season now we've come into, and it's different from the past season. Hopefully, I trust that what God intended to do in your life in this past season was accomplished, that he didn't have to just kind of leave you there. See, when God finishes something, tell somebody it's finished. Sometimes the problem is when the season changes, someone to bring what God did into the new season. And sometimes that's the greatest adversary to what God is doing now. And that is what God did. Because it can cause a heart to become rigid. This worked for me. This is working for me. And I don't want nobody to mess it up. But see, God has moved from there. See, Israel in the old covenant, they moved when the cloud moved. Okay, how comfortable they got. How prosperous they were. You know, how beautiful the oasis was, Elam. No, when the cloud moved, they had to move. Otherwise, when the cloud, see, the cloud was not just guiding them, the cloud was covering them. And in the desert, you need some clouds. I lived in Arizona, and that's desert, cold at night and scorching hot during the day. So that cloud was to cover them and also to guide them, and they had a fire, a cloud of fire by night to keep them warm. But whenever that moved, tell somebody, you got to move. Doesn't necessarily mean, now understand, so that you don't get it twisted, it doesn't necessarily mean geographically. Now God may be dealing with your heart to move geographically. That's another thing. But I mean in the spirit you have to move. You have to let go of some things that once were your breakthrough and your blessing. Now it's not God wanting to keep it in the forefront of your conscience, but it's now in your subconscious. It should be now what you have become. And over time, as you move forward and stay the course, you'll begin to see what he was doing back then that you were so conscious of. You're not even conscious of it now. It's what you have become. So God is about, see, that's a framework God has put in you. So now he's ready to pour some new wine into the framework. Because before that, you couldn't have held what he's doing now. Come on, somebody, help me out here. Stop pretending like you listen and give a God a praise right now. No, seriously, he's doing something. There's something he's doing or has done in you. And the interim, the crossing over, the threshold can become confusing because something lifts off of you. And the enemy tried to tell you is God is angry with you. You done missed God. The devil is a lie. I said, the devil is a lie. You got to understand that little connecting, that little framework where it lifts off you. God is doing something new. In other words, God says, okay, I've completed something. Tell somebody, don't get it twisted. God finished something. So he lifted that up off of you. And now it's like, uh-oh, somebody that don't know God in the way they should know, now they're confused. Now they're calling in everybody. Pray for me. I ain't praying for you. God got you. You have to ride this little season out until what was confusing becomes clear. God said, I'll never leave you. I won't forsake you. I'm not going to disappoint you. But you have to understand seasons. And God don't take you into some old seasons. He's bringing you into a new season. Somebody say, a due season. This is where you have to now not trust you. You came to a place where you had it all under control. Every T was crossed. Every I was dotted. Perfect. And then that lifted. And now it's like, what's going on here? Jesus, what I do? But to the discerning spirit, you realize, oh, it's a new season. It's something God is doing. This season was preparation for it. And whether you feel prepared or not, God said, I've done the work. See, this is why you cannot walk by feelings and you do not walk by sight. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. Many times God will say you're ready when you don't feel ready. God will say it's already done when you don't see it's completed already. But what about this, Lord? What about that? Lord said, forget about the details. I'm the one in charge here. When I say it's finished, it's finished. Tell somebody it's finished. It's a finished work. We serve the God that speaks the end from the beginning. He knows a whole lot better than you do. So now you got to walk by faith for real. You don't see the door, but the door is there. When you turn the corner, you go, oh, there's the door. I had a dream just last night. The Lord was showing me there were people coming. And these were significant people. And they were joining themselves to us. Say, I want to be a part of this. I want to help here. I said, where are these people coming from? They're just coming. I won't get into detail, but significant people. I said, okay, Lord, I got you. Now, just a week before that, I had another dream. And these are dreams from the Lord. Where he was giving out instructions, this whole manual of instruction. He said, here, here's the instructions. Here's the framework. Take it now. And after that, people are starting to come. Amen. Amen. See, God's got to give you the framework. It's got to be built inside of you first. See, God, that's why ambition, just to do stuff. You can do a whole lot of stuff, but do you have the sustainability? Can you steward it? Can you steward people scrutinizing you all the time? Because you're anointed. Leave me alone. What you looking at? Don't be talking to me. Huh? Can you deal with it? Imagine a lot of these pro athletes or, you know, Hollywood superstars and that. They can't even go out in public without somebody filming them or trying to scrutinize or trying to criticize or, you know, trying to get an autograph or, you know, all up in their face or trying to challenge them. I saw a little clip when Mike Tyson went to jail. 300-pound guy got up in his face. All the other prisoners are looking at him and went to threatening him. Oh, Iron Mike got mad and hit him one time. Say, ain't nobody messing with him the rest of the time he's in prison.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.